Cooperatives. Cabinet Secretary for Cooperatives, Wycliffe Oparanya, has urged coffee factory directors to stop working with cartels to defraud farmers and is fully committed to resolving the sector. While decrying the widespread corruption in the management of the sector by the directors, Oparanya said most cooperatives have debts despite the constant waivers by the government. Oparanya informed over 400 farmers in Thika town that the government is facing substantial losses due to accumulated debts. However, he revealed that although the government had pledged to settle a shush 6 billion debt, the amount has already surged to shush 9 billion even before the promise could be fulfilled. Most of these directors are dishonest. They always tell you that the government has not sent the money, even when it's already in the bank. They also manipulate the farmers by advising them to take loans from banks, fully aware that the government had already pumped in cash to ease their financial strain. This will not be tolerated and I'm ready to clean up this sector, Oparanya said. Cabinet Secretary for Cooperatives Wycliffe Oparanya addressing coffee farmers in Thika. He emphasized that the government pledges transparency and accountability to ensure farmers receive their fair earnings, ensuring they enjoy the fruits of their labor without being exploited. On the ongoing coffee reforms, the CS said bills are currently in the National Assembly and that his ministry had written to Parliament to propose necessary amendments before the bills are passed into law, with the aim to protect the interests of farmers. The new Kenya Planters Cooperative Union, KPCU, is set to undergo restructuring as part of other reforms aimed at revitalizing the industry. On the other hand, coffee farmers led by Joseph Ndungu Kamani from Komathai from Kiambu County expressed strong support for the government's ongoing coffee sector reforms, calling on Parliament to expedite the passage of those bills. The reforms have the potential to revive the sector, but they require swift legislative action. Thus, farmers urge politicians to avoid interference in the coffee industry, citing past promises of lofty promises without meaningful results, leading to stagnation and collapse. Gordon Ndombi and Agnes Masika from Bungoma and Trans-Nzoia counties expressed frustration over a lack of quality seedlings, insufficient pesticide access, and inadequate payment structures for farmers. Lastly, the government is urged to promptly address these issues to maximize the benefits for all coffee farmers.